Oh, hello. Oh, you're my 3 o'clock? Oh, hi, how are you? Welcome to the Writing Center. My name is Kaylee. I'll be your editor for today. So could you just take a minute to fill out these forms, please? It's just to put on record what we'll be discussing today, and just to make sure to notify any of your professors if they offer extra credit. Oh, I'll be sure to notify them as well. Oh, here's a pen. Yeah, it has been kind of packed recently. I mean, finals week is coming up, and everybody's kind of stressed out, to be honest. But I'm happy. I like it when the library is full and full of life. Yeah, the third floor is getting kind of crowded, but yeah, we do have a private room in the back. Thanks so much. Now, if you'll just follow me in here, we can get you started. Do you have your outline with you? You don't know what an outline is? Sorry. We don't really need the outline, but do you have a first draft of your paper at least? Okay, wonderful. We can work with that. After you. What is your class standing? Oh, that's good. So you've been finding your way around campus, all right? Yeah, it could get kind of confusing at the start, but just let me give you a little bit of advice. Don't take a selfie with the clock tower. It screams freshman. I mean, nobody's going to yell at you, but they will give you a little stink eye as they walk past you. All right, wonderful. Did you print your draft or did you bring it on your computer? Paper. I love paper. It does make it a lot easier for me. All right, so what is this paper about? What? Sex? No. Okay. Well, I mean, it's not a secret. I mean, we're all adults here in college. You can write about whatever you want. It's just I didn't expect you to be so bold. Interesting. Very interesting. All right. And what is it called? Fuck It. How Porn Succeeds Where Sex Education Fails. I like it. It's eye-catching. You did get your professor's permission to use a swear word, right? I mean, it doesn't hurt to check. So, to my understanding, this is for New Media and Society, right? Right, so to my understanding, you had to write a 8-page paper on how new media has affected society in some form of sector. And so you chose porn, huh? Tell me, what intrigues you about this subject? No, I mean, it just helps me get a little bit more context on why you decided to write this. Because when people write their essays, what they don't really understand is that, I mean, some people find writing very, very boring, but some people don't. And what people have to understand is that if they write something that they're passionate about, especially if they're given a sense of freedom or an opportunity with that, why not write something that really sparks their interest? Yes, exactly. And so the way I see it is that if you are able to take a subject that's from the textbook in that semester and you are able to put it on paper and mix it in with something that you really want to learn about or something that you really want to look more into and you're willing to spend hours in the library researching, then it should be a little bit easier to write about. Yeah, that's right. Because it's fun to read. It's fun to read about something that you actually want to learn about. And it's not going to help if you're writing about something that you didn't really do well on in the class or like something that you know that is not going to like keep your interest for long. So in this instance, pornography is the new media and you are reflecting on how it has affected society. And in this case, sex ed. Wonderful, I like it already. So, let us begin. Alan McKee stated in Youth Pornography and Education that children are quite aware that parents want them to be ignorant about sex. They consciously demonstrate the ignorance for them. All right, wonderful. I like the citation, but okay. As an attention getter, do you feel like that one is strong enough? Okay, it's good that it embodies the reason for why you're wanting to write this paper and how it introduces the fact that, you know, sex ed doesn't do it for all of us. I mean, no. Of course it doesn't do it for all of us, but what I mean is, sex ed ain't that great. And it's because, as you just wrote, parents want them to be ignorant about sex. So they're afraid that if kids actually know about sex at a young age, then they'll be more willing to do that. But that's not necessarily the truth. Or what do you think? Okay, well, as an attention getter, you are on the right start. It is a good idea to use a quote, though some people would rather do like a short sentence or something of the sort. But as of right now, yes, this is your first draft, right? Okay, we're on the right path. So let's keep going. As students progress through their schooling, sex education becomes a prominent but difficult subject. This is not only due to the fact that children are pressured to pretend that they do not know about adult content, but also because sex education in public schools does not hold up to the standards as it should. Furthermore, some students do not receive any educational material regarding sex at all. For some, the first encounter with the opposite sex is found through the discovery of online pornography. With the rise of new media, adult content has become more accessible. Despite common beliefs, online pornography has evolved into an indirect form of sex education because of what it teaches viewers about the human body, sexual identities, interests, and activities. A very clear thesis statement. I enjoy that. So, going on through the rest of the paragraphs, I enjoy that you used headers. Okay, so the main subjects that you cover is how sex ed or pornography influences our perception of the body, exploration and acceptance of sexual identities, lights, camera, consent. So you've written about consent as well. Huh. Yes. That's good. Consent is important. Though I'm not so sure if the pornos that I've seen, I mean, not to freak you out or anything, have actually had that sector in which the actors actually give consent. Well, I mean, there was one where, like, you know how they have, like, a talk back afterwards? Like, with, like, the protagonist, or I don't even know if they would call them protagonists, but, like, the person that got the most action in the video, they would sometimes give a talk back and actually talk about what went right and, like, how they were feeling, or it's good that if you were to mention that in your paper. Uh-huh. Why are you looking at me like that? No, it's just, I want to know, am I making you uncomfortable by talking about this? Well, I mean, I know you wrote about it, and I know that you must have some sense of comfort and assurance within yourself that you are okay to talk about this subject, but I just wanted to know, why did you specifically request me to be your editor for today? Yes, I know. You don't think I haven't seen you looking at me? Very specifically, I recall I was just sat at the amphitheater just studying away, and when you walk down the hallway, you look through the glass and you slow down. I have a big peripheral vision. Or when I get done with my Thursday class and I go downstairs, I order Starbucks, I sit in the corner because I really like it when the sun hits my back on a cold spring day, you come in and you check. You check for me. Now, that's what I love about you, is that even though you're trying to be sneaky, it's obvious when you're rubbernecking the room, you know. And you go, and you order the same thing, just as I order the same thing. And you sit, and you study, you write, but sometimes you don't. And then you don't leave until I get up. You don't think I'd notice? I live a boring life. The same thing happens every day. And what I really like about this job is that I get to learn so many things, and I get to help people with their words. And with just how you're sitting right now, I can tell that you can use a little help too. How about I just read this paragraph that I have right in front of me? Parents and educators need to understand and accept the fact that students may be naturally curious about sex. Online pornography is not the only source of sex education that people should rely on, but it has its own advantages over what is offered in public schools. This is especially the case since students are not given all of the necessary information about sex because they are expected to derail themselves from what is considered as adult content. Online pornography suggests that being interested in sex is normal, a concept which is not often expressed to students. So, my next question for you is, are you interested? Because if you want a little more help understanding the material, I can do that for you. No, it's okay. They won't hear a thing. We're far enough away from the crowd as it is. And besides, I can lock the door. And there's a roll of tape in this room, so I can just take some paper and stick them over the window on this door. Oh, and don't you worry about the blinds. You can lower them. Could you do that for me, please? Yes, just pull the one that's farthest away from you. Very well. Very, very well. Now, I think if you want to progress any further, you should take your jacket off. Or would you like me to help you with that as well? Okay. There you go. Let's just put that to the side. In your pants, darling? Oh. You like to be called that? Oh, good. I like saying that, too. Now let me help you pull those down. That's right. Now with these out of the way, what I want you to do is, right here in this paragraph, you see? I want you to lean forward. Just relax. And tell me more about the history of online pornography. And as you do, I will be listening, and I might just let my lips trail down your body, and my hands just work their way towards your bottom. Oh. Is that so? I can see how that's true. When it comes to school, they often think sex equals babies, but that's not the only reason people do that, honey. They discuss nothing of pleasure. And it's a real shame. They often like to stop people from having a good time. Oh, that's right, keep going. Good girl. Oh, I hate that. fact that schools often focus on how women should dress and how they have to protect themselves from men, it blames the victim so much. Oh, good girl, you should never feel ashamed for how you feel. And if anyone tries to tell you otherwise, well, then that's their own problem. How about you tell me more about how sex education affects how we view our bodies? Oh, yes. Oh, it's okay. I can see you're having a little bit of trouble. Here, turn around. Sit on the table. Oh, you don't have to worry about that. We have Lysol wipes. Now, come on. Just sit back. And relax. Let me read this part to you. Sex education offers examples of genitalia through drawings, but they are not designed to be visually graphic. Now, ain't that right? I do remember that. They give you black and white lines, but never the real thing. In fact, I remember as a little kid, I thought, what's up with the highway? Oh, and you do have a very pretty pussy. It's an honor to have you in this room with me today. Right between your thighs. Huh. This paragraph's interesting. As much as teacher included unexpected material in their lesson plans, they did not fully demystify the physical body. And much of what girls learned perpetuated sexist and heterosexist norms. That was especially the case when teachers conveyed outmoded ideas about women's physical capacity or grooming standards or when material focused on the fetus to the exclusion of the pregnant mother. Fuck societal norms. God, I hate sex ed. Well, no, it's more about what they failed to teach us rather than what they actually gave us. Oh, I couldn't agree more, darling. In fact, I see that you go on to state that it's an education. Sometimes it's the only sexual education people get. And I see you go on to talk about the time period at the time. And how sexually transmitted diseases has become a topic in schools. And how it is important to talk about AIDS and how to protect ourselves from that. But you know what I truly appreciate? Oh, it's what you've written right here. To this day, students struggle to establish their identity. For some, acceptance can be found through porn. Mary Dilge agrees, in Our Worlds and Our Worlds, exploring race, class, gender, and sexual orientation in multicultural classrooms, that incorporating sexual orientations into sex education can lead the way to building more acceptance through the world. I felt that too, darling. And I do agree with you. While students may be able to personally identify with those that participate in the LGBTQ pornography, sex education continues to fail to accommodate all students. I have to remind you about consistency. Before, you mentioned LGBTQA+, and you've forgotten the A. They've always forgotten the A, but it's okay. It's okay. Just put that in afterwards, okay? It's important to remember conciseness throughout your paper. That's why you're here. It's so I can catch what you've forgotten. And I've caught you, darling. And let's keep going. Oh, good girl. You're doing very well. It is okay if I touch you here, right? Just gradually. Up the thighs. Shh, shh, shh. It's okay. I'll go slow. I'll be gentle. But you're gonna have to not want to make a scene in here, dear. People could hear us outside. How about I use one finger now? Oh. so ready. How long have you been waiting for this, darling? Oh, all semester, huh? Oh, well, what a perfect opportunity, huh? You got me right in your grasp. How about we take a look at this block quote right here? And if you want me to stop, I will. You just say the word, okay? Good girl. The majority of sex education focuses on the heterosexual aspects of sex, leaving those that identify otherwise unaware of the safe sex practices catered specifically for same-sex intercourse. This complication is highlighted by Cindy Patton, who participated in a project in the 1980s and 1990s to analyze the safe sex practices of gay and bisexual couples in pornography. She shares her findings in Safe Sex and Pornographic Vernacular from How Do I Look? Queen Film and Video. After questioning what qualifies as safe sex between same-sex couples, Patton concluded that the concern to produce responsible sexual fantasy material was clear to most gay male porn, video porn, by 1989, but the approaches were contradictory and rested on widely divergent views of the role of fantasy and meditation in sexuality. As analysts of sexual representations, we too have dramatically different ways of interpreting the possibility zone requirements of teaching safe sex. Is this the kind of porn you watch, sweetheart? Teacher and student? Yes, I understand the appeal. And luckily for you, I have another finger to show for it. I quite like this paper so far. It's very informative, very insightful. But enough of me right now. I want to hear from you. Come on, darling. I want to give you my tongue. But keep quiet now. Read to me this paragraph here. Lights, camera, consent. Quiet. It's okay. You can skip the introductory. Give me the paragraph that you're most concerned about. Where do you want to improve on the most? I wholeheartedly agree with you, darling. And I would love to help you further, but I think our session is almost done. How about I help you out and let's move on to the conclusion. If done properly, we'll get a full sense of what you hope to have your reader learn throughout the whole essay. Yeah, come on, darling. Let go, and let me read for you. Oh, that's it. Viewers are able to learn more about their bodies, their identities and sexual activities in online pornography, rather than what is presented in public school. Although students may learn more about sex through pornography rather than school, it is clear that adult content has made a significant presence throughout multiple forms of media. Exposure to online pornography is not particularly harmful. Rather, it becomes a somewhat reliable resource to the visually and pleasurable aspects of human body. Different genres of pornography have shown to represent a variety of sexual orientations and have allowed viewers to explore different interests. And as a result, users find acceptance in their identities as well as fetishes. In addition, while online pornography tends to be informal, it is still a form of media that is able to indirectly educate users on safety during sex. Oh, that's right, darling. Keep going. Have I found it? Oh. Excellent. Just keep quiet. I don't want anyone else discovering your body just as I am right now. This precious body of yours. You're so beautiful. Oh, do I really have to cover your mouth for this? It seems like I have to. That's okay, let go. And with that, sex education has its own methods of educating students of what is perceived as not safe for work. Online pornography, however, tends to succeed where public education fails. Oh, that's it. Oh, yes, I feel you, darling. I feel you. Oh, good girl. Good girl. You really are a good student. It's okay. Sit up. Relax. Take a breath. Yes, I have some tissue here. Go ahead and wipe yourself off. Oh. What an excellent works cited page. It's very organized. I admire it. Actually, I know we jumped around a lot, and that is an excellent works cited page. There is this one statement. Here it is. Porn stars play a significant role in the viewer's perception of communication during sexual intercourse. Safe words, dirty talk, and genuine conversation show how crucial communication is during sex. Furthermore, online pornography that shows the aftercare procedures offers more insight for the viewers. Cuddling after sex and keeping the communication going are just some of the practices that are resembled through online pornography. So, I believe, well, since our session is almost up, how about I give you my number, and we can explore the contents of your paper further. I'd be happy to help. And luckily for us, I have a studio apartment right here on campus. It's small, but we can make it work. And oh, if you are looking for that extra credit, I am absolutely certain that you will be able to earn it.